Now, how do you help people? For instance, you inferred that maybe some of the people that you had seen in India, the seekers, that perhaps, although there was that initial enthusiasm, then perhaps a little disappointment or an inability to integrate. How do you guide people past what we might say the honeymoon phase in terms of spirituality and then making it practical?
Because a very simple formula that if we are doing action, if we do with right awareness, so quality of action will be better. It's not that if you don't do action, you know, you have to do action. So emphasis more on that, because human life is soul and body. So soul has its own needs and body has its own needs. So for bodily needs, you have to balance it. No, you have to do something. You have to, if you have to provide, you have to take to some. But there are some people, one of course those who want to integrate, but there are some that they want, they feel that also they want to dedicate. They really want to commit themselves into this spreading this message more. So they get very committed into that kind of mission, and because of that, sometimes it looks like some of you must be looking at both of us and say, maybe we have left everything, or why we are no longer look in different ways. So it's more comes from personal commitment to the life that I want to serve, so I am honest, so my time, my energy, my dedication is towards this service. So some people have to integrate and some people decide that they really want to commit their life towards this service because most need it. So they want to. But then also, even if we are, like I will say for myself, only spiritual, but then you have to deal with everything. You still have to integrate.
Exactly.
You can't manage without that.
Yes. And so, this idea of, again, releasing your wings and the images that come when you think of wings, you think of birds, and you think of angels, and there's an image that we all know where, say, for instance, a bird has been trapped in an oil slick or something, and so it can't any longer move its wings, and so it requires a special kind of a detergent, whereas you feel with the angel's always been like that. So is there like a progression from being trapped or being held down, and what is it essentially that keeps me held down, doesn't allow me to soar?
It could be, if you are holding things inside, so there's a lot of burden. And when there is burden, you can't feel light, you know, so you really feel very heavy. And when you release that, don't hold anything inside which is negative or which is past experiences or you were not successful or something, you know, or hurt, any kind of anger. So when we are holding, we are kind of crippling ourselves in a way. But more you internally open yourself and say, it happened, there was some learning there and I have benefited, and you feel released.
So you're really holding yourself back, not knowing it, even whilst you're asking to move forward, but because of holding on to old things.
Yeah, sometimes even not just stuck, you put yourself in a cage. And you lock it. I'm never going to forgive this person. So locking yourself there, that I'm never going to do that. And so I always tell people that for these things, never make promises, because you put yourself in a jail, and even if it gets unlocked, it will be difficult to fly. So I feel that this urge which is there to be free, which is very natural. And because of that, everyone will make attempt that I want to really come out of my limits. I want to change myself. And I think this will help. But again, that's when seeking is coming. You don't have to kill that. You don't have to say, it won't be possible for me. You know, when you have this urge, then you find the direction. You find the knowledge. You find the wisdom. And you will be able to do that.
And so then you would say that freedom is one of our most basic, the most basic impetus that we all are desirous of freedom.
Yeah, because interdependence of life is important. We all connect and interconnected, interdependent, but actually everyone has that freedom. Because to be born, even from God, what gift we got is free will.
Mm-hmm.
But then what you decide is then again up to you. That is why choice is always to an individual. And that choice means to decide, it really comes from within the self. You know, if we can tell a person, don't do this, but if a person wants to do it, will some or other get it done. So that way there is this free will. But how to operate that free will in such a way that it's making me free than putting me in more bondages.
So in other words, even though the faculty of free will is there, but something in the process has maybe gotten corrupted because of the choices that we see that people make are not necessarily leading them towards freedom, but are making them more bound.
That is why we use word freedom, but I also feel there are two words,
mm-hmm.
little better than that is independent.
Okay.
And second I use word is liberated.
Okay.
You know, so freedom that people think that you can do whatever
license,
you want.
License.
Yes. Yeah, but when it comes to that I want to be independent in the sense of I don't want to depend on supports and don't want to depend on any. So that interdependence is there, but not accepting that I'm depending on anyone. You are independent. That's where your self-identity comes in, that because I am independent, what I have to decide, I am responsible for that also.
Yes.
Because for freedom you will use it, but you won't even think, mm-hmm. we have to stop it.
Yes.
But when you are independent, then this responsibility, sense of responsibility, also helps you to decide what is right, what is wrong.
Would people be afraid, frightened by the idea of independence? In other words, because it can suggest that you have to be alone. Spirituality require you to be alone, or to what extent?
Independent is not being alone.
Okay.
And, you know, like, but then you decide what kind of relationships you want to create,
mm-hmm.
when you are independent. Because our country, India, got freedom.
Right.
And what we celebrate is not Day of Freedom, Independence Day.
Yes.
So when we are independent, we become a republic, then we have our laws, we have our constitution, and then we create relationship based on and create an interdependency.
Yes.
So for me, independence is not that I am alone. Independence is I know myself, I take my responsibility, and based on that I create relationship with others. So as I said, the interdependency is always there.
Mm-hmm.
We always have to be helping each other for fulfilling needs. This world is realizing, nations are realizing that whether they are any part of the world, developing countries or developed, but they have to be together.
Mm-hmm.
The world is same. And that is coming more and more.
Mm-hmm.
But then still independence is something which is very much everyone would want to acquire and have it.
Yeah, so I get the sense that because of acknowledging your own worth or your own value, even as a country, then you can hold your place in the world and be cooperative with everyone else. And how does that apply on an individual level? How do I come to know my worth, my value, what I'm supposed to be doing?
Because when I always try to figure out about myself that whatever others are saying, that's what I am. The way others are looking, and that's what I am. My parents have to decide which subject I have to choose. My parents have to decide that I should be doctor or this. You know, so it's like all the time we find that there is no self comes in it until many years of age, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, for some it's teenager, for some even up to 20s. And that's where I think that this struggle of finding self-identity. So in Western world, to find self-identity, they will leave family,
yes.
want to live alone,
yes.
I am going to find myself.
Yes.
Or there could be other way, like for me, family is very important. I love family, I want to be in family, but still I want to find my own self,
mm-hmm.
that what I am. So in the sense of my selection would be spiritual selection, mm-hmm. in the sense of I want to get inner more than just external freedom.
Mm.
So I think that this self-respect and self-worth, either some people go into jobs and professional or careers they find there, but that also becomes temporary.
Mm-hmm.
But when you find it through spirituality, wherever you are, within family or whichever mm-hmm. culture you are, I think that's sustainable. And that's where really your, you know, whole life should be governed and mm-hmm. operated.
Oh. Now, I get that sense that spirituality then is it's a total consciousness. Is there a practice, is there a discipline that's required to touch it, to emerge it?
Awareness of one's true self. Because if
how do I come to that? I mean,
something is calling you, calling from inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be what I am. I want to be my am. So you start reflecting. You know, when you start reflecting, actually you are moving towards meditation.
Okay.
Because that reflection and inner search will lead you. And that's mm-hmm. where meditation is a very contemplative state of mind. When you contemplate on some of the good qualities, or let's say I want to be peaceful, I want to be loveful, I want to maintain hope, I want to have courage. You know, so you start contemplating and start becoming aware of that I have these qualities within me and they are innate, but they are curtailed, or what my wings of those qualities mm-hmm. have been, you know, on hold. Mm-hmm. So more I go in and meditate, you know. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking meditation really begins from the seeking and reflections, and then you want to be with yourself. That's called concentration, because concentration is not to think and fix your thoughts. But concentration is really that I want to feel my own self. So you go deep within to feel, is there love, is there peace, is there compassion, is there kindness. Depends also on other qualities which I feel I need in my life. And then you kind of, when you go deeper and you find that yes, you have these qualities. And so meditation is really creating that self-awareness, getting in touch with the true self to experience one's own innate qualities and also innate powers.
Mm. And so then, after all of this time, 50 years, do you see a contrast in where you started and where you are now? Is it an evolving thing, I presume?
Yeah, because if it was just sitting and feeling I'm a true self, I sit for day and night for 1 year. It's not that. If you have to sit and get up and do things, so you have to put it into action. So, of course, ability evolves in a way that what would take me 10 minutes in the beginning to mm-hmm. do, or people say, oh, we have a lot of thoughts. I won't have that, because I will just have a thought and I could just get into that experience, because it has become mm-hmm. the part of the soul.
Yes.
So that happens, and also then integration happens. So that's why it takes a long time, mm-hmm. many years to have natural awareness, which I find mm-hmm. is becoming more and more natural. I don't have to think much mm-hmm. about it. That's what I am. And also a lot of percentage improves all the time to be practical, to integrate it, that awareness with day-to-day life.
Wonderful. Sister Omini, thank you so very much.